Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
Three quarters, went in 111, and Maracuja is now making her move on the outside, so it's three of them across. Malathot, Ferrier, Maracuja on the outside, and there's 3/16 of the finish. Malathot digs down at the rail. Clarier's in between horses. Maracuja on the outside. Now a furlong to the finish in the Coaching Club American Oaks. It is Malathot. Here's a new challenge from Maracuja on the outside. Malathot and Maracuja, they will battle on to the finish in a terrific rendition here. And it looked like Maracuja got it, pulling off the upset over the odds-on favorite, Malathot. The time was 1:49.15.
Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Bobby Newman.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile, at the Spa. Bobby Newman's out in Altoona, Iowa, getting ready for the Friday night action at Prairie Meadows. Producer Lee Delapina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. 16 races to get to Bobby Newman, so we'll jump right in. What's happening, my man?
Looking forward to another big weekend, buddy, and huge cards both Saturday and Sunday.
Play them. Play all the races, any track, any place, at any time. NairaBets.com. HRRN200 is the promo code to open a brand-new account. Deposit match up to $200 of your initial deposit. Cross-country pick 5 tomorrow. And, of course, the final Run Happy Travers Bankroll Builder. Bet $50 to win on any horse to win the Alabama. Win or lose, you'll have $20 in your account next week. If you've played all 6, there'll be $120 getting ready for you Run Happy Travers Day. Head over to NairaBets.com for more details. Let's get right into it. Race 3 at Saratoga tomorrow is the Smart and Fancy. $120,000 on the line, 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf, just a field of 5, and all the action will be to the inside parts, the inside 2 stalls of the gate. Bobby Robin Sparkles, even money from the rail for Bruce Brown. Lead Guitar, 6-5 from post 2 for George Weaver.
Well, I picked Robin Sparkles on top. Don't love her in this spot, but I think she's going to get out and just keep going. Interested to see how Lead Guitar runs. She did not get a fair start in her comeback race, the Grade 2 Royal North at Woodbine, and really was never into the race, was taken out as far as wagering purposes that day, literally declared an unfair start and taken out as far as wagering purposes went. I think Robin Sparkles is faster than Lead Guitar early, and it doesn't look like any of the other ones in here can challenge Robin Sparkles in the early going. So Jose Ortiz can just, you know, not have to go 43 and change. I think she's going to be tough.
Yeah, I do too. I think Robin Sparkles just dominates these on the front end. Lead Guitar makes some sense. Piedi Bianchi, I don't think, is without chance as well. If Lead Guitar doesn't come back well and Robin Sparkles kind of comes back from the speed, maybe Piedi Bianchi could pick him up. But I think Robin Sparkles just takes them flag fault, and that's all. Race number 3. It's early in the card. Just a field of 5 goes as the Smart and Fancy. Later on the Saturday card, 11 races. There's a bonus pick 5. Don't forget that starts in race number 4. Always like playing those middle pick 5s. That's a guaranteed, that's a mandatory payout as well, by the way, that middle pick 5 on Saturdays. Race 9, the Grade 2 Lake Placid. 1/16 on the Mellon Turf course for the 3-year-old fillies. Field of 6 in here. Technical analysis was good in the Grade 3 Lake George last time after a toe stub in the Wonder again. She's won 3 of her 5 starts over all different types of ground. We had a lot of rain Wednesday night through Thursday, even into Friday morning. So I imagine there's some give in the turf courses still come Saturday. It doesn't really seem to matter with this filly, who, like I said, has run well on all types of ground.
That's right, and this is a really good field, even just for a field of 6. Of course, Love Struck, we thought was going to be a really nice filly when she was a 2-year-old last year, and she still may be a really nice filly. Spanish Love Affair has already won a few times, and actually more than that, she got DQ'd from a win. You know what, I think there's a chance that Runaway Rumor can win at a decent price in here. If you look, Runaway Rumor and Technical Analysis were both 7-1 in the Grade 3 Lake George last time out. Technical Analysis won. Runaway Rumor was about 2.5 lengths behind her that day, but Technical Analysis had the much better of the journeys that afternoon. going to be a big difference in price on Saturday. Technical analysis will probably be about 4-5. Runaway Rumor will be about 4-1. I'm going to take the price with Runaway Rumor. I think that she's as good as Technical Analysis. We'll see if Jose Lescano can give her a better trip than what she had last time out.
Yeah, Technical Analysis for me. I couldn't get past her. Runaway Rumor has improved with every start from her sprint debut to the Lake George last time. I think they're the two in here. Who knows? You know, Love Struck gets the rider change to Johnny V, and the blinkers come off. And, you know, we'll see. The blinkers were on for her first three starts, and Bill Watt has good numbers taking blinkers off. The ROI is not great, but he has a good percentage. He's over 25%. We'll see. I always felt like there was a better filly than we've seen inside of Love Struck, but she's kind of just plateaued and been the same horse in her three starts dating all the way back to September of last year. We'll see if she can improve. She's going to have to, because Technical Analysis was just, if she runs that last race, they're all running for second money. I'm going to bank on that. Technical Analysis, for me, race number 9 goes as the grade 2 Lake Placid. The big one, race 10, the grade 1 Alabama, 600,000 on the line, 1.25, grade 1, 3-year-old fillies. Field of 7 in here again. This is your Run Happy Travers bankroll builder. The last race, you bet $50 to win on a horse in this race. Win or lose, you'll get $20 in your account over at Naira Bets. You got to opt into the promotion. Don't forget to opt into all of our promotions now over at Naira Bets. It's a rematch from the CCA Oaks. It's Malathat, who's even money on the morning line for Todd Pletcher and John Velasquez, and Maracuja, 7-2 for Rob Atrus and Ricardo Santana Jr. David Aragona, the morning line odds maker, at the very least, doesn't seem to think that result last time is going to play that much of a role in the tote board, as he has Malathat a heavy favorite. I would probably agree with him. It was her fastest race. She just didn't happen to win. Is it one of the favorites, Bobby, or do we go somewhere else?
Well, I happen to think it wasn't Malathat's fastest race. I thought the race she ran when winning the Kentucky Oaks was better than what she did running second in the Coaching Club American Oaks, and I thought she had a chance to go backward off that race. I didn't think she'd lose, but she did. Maracuja is coming off what certainly is her best race, so I'm going to go. I'm not a Maracuja fan tomorrow, although I am overall. She's obviously a very, very talented filly. I happen to think Malathat may be better stalking and pouncing than she is getting hounded on the lead like she was last time out. She's drawn outside of the other speed, whatever other speed there is in this race. I think Malathat will sit just off of number 5, played hard, and maybe take charge at the half-mile pole and go on with it. Listen, I'm not interested in taking even money or 4-5 or maybe even 3-5 on Malathat, but I think she's going to run better tomorrow than she did last time out, and if she does, she's going to win.
So I teased this last night on the call-in show. I alluded to you on race day yesterday. I like a long shot in this Alabama, and it's the number 5, played hard. I think this filly is just a different filly around two turns, and she's still going to have to improve. But the truth of the matter is this. The improvement and jumps she has made in her last three starts, if she does it again, she'll be right there tomorrow. Now, that's a big if. That's a big if. But her two-turn races are so much better than her sprints that I just think she's a different filly going long. She's going to get loose on the lead in here tomorrow because, quite frankly, there's no other real speed in the race. Malathat was on the lead last time out of necessity. There was nobody else in a field of 4, had to go. Maracuja had to chase her. Clarier had to make. All of these horses had to do things that they ordinarily do not do. Played hard goes to the lead. That's played hard's game. She's a speed horse. And she's being ridden by the leading rider, who happens to be one of the most aggressive riders in the room. And I think played hard is going to go to the top. I think played hard is going to go wire to wire tomorrow. I'll use Malathat. I will use Maracuja. And Army Wife, you know, Army Wife, I think, is going to get overlooked in here. They're going to see the race at Pimlico and the race at Prairie Meadows that you called the Iowa Oaks last time. she's a filly that certainly seems like the distance is not going to be an issue for her. I wouldn't be surprised if she got a big piece of this. Mike Maker's the leading trainer right now. Everything he's saddling is gold. So I think this is more than Malathat versus Maracuja. I'm going to try Played Hard, the number 5, as a big upset. Race number 10 goes as the grade 1, Alabama. Race number 9 on Sunday, we'll stick with Saratoga, is the Summer Colony. Mile and 1/8 for the fillies and mares. Field of 6 in here. And this is the this is one of those races. This is the fillies and mares 4 and up, which have not won a graded stakes in 2021. So you're going to have a mix of fillies in here. Horses like Horologist and Dunbar Road. And Thankful, former stakes winners, taking on fillies like Gibberish, who was a minor stakes winner in her own right, and horses like Gold Spirit for Chad Brown, and So Darn Hot for George Weaver, trying to get some stakes black type.
So I think that number 7, or rather number 6, Gold Spirit for Chad Brown, is the way I'd want to go in this spot. This is a filly who had been racing in Chile the first 13 starts of her career and posted a nice record, 3 wins, 4 second-place finishes from 13 starts down there in Chile. Tried the States for the first time in the Grade 3 Shuvi. Didn't run a bad race that day. She ended up 4th. She was only beaten a little over 2 lengths. She finished not far behind Horologist that afternoon in her first start. Awful long layoff in her first start in the country. Now the blinkers come off. I think they're trying to get her to settle down and finish a little bit more. Love the fact that Joel Rosario is getting aboard. I think you're going to get a much stronger ride down the stretch with on Gold Spirit on Sunday. And I'm going to look for her to improve off that Shuvi effort. And if she does improve, she's going to win.
Yeah, she makes a lot of sense. I like Gibberish in here. I wonder if Horologist goes and Gibberish is second, or if Tyler Gaffleone just decides to be the aggressor and put Gibberish on the front end. I liked her race last time out in the Delaware Handicap against Miss Marissa. And I think Gibberish makes a lot of sense. We'll see if she can win this on or close to the lead. Gibberish over Gold Spirit for me. Boy, it hurts. It pains me. It pains me to not mess around with my girl Dunbar Road anymore, but I just don't know if she wants to do it anymore. Part of me, even though I'm not picking her, is rooting for her, but she's just fallen off form so badly, it's hard to really endorse her. Gibberish over Gold Spirit for me. Race 9 on Sunday goes as the Summer Colony. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll head north of the border for some Saturday and Sunday action up at Woodbine. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Thoroughbred horse racing returns to the home state of Secretariat when Colonial Downs in Virginia conducts its summer season with a new afternoon racing schedule and minimum daily purses of $500,000. The season runs from July 19th to September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Mark your calendars for Colonial Downs' signature event, the Grade 3 Virginia Derby, on Tuesday, August 31st. All races will be broadcast on TVG this summer. Colonial Downs now running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 1:45 p.m.
This year, the fans choose the finalists. Coming this August, for the first time ever, the fans pick the finalists in 4 2021 America's Best Racing Fan Choice Awards categories. Favorite racing TV personality, racetrack food, podcast or radio show, and favorite smaller circuit racetrack. Get ready to be heard and to vote on americasbestracing.net.
Woodbine is gearing up for its biggest day of racing on Sunday, August 22nd, with the 162nd Queen's Plate, a day full of the best in Canadian thoroughbred racing, great fashion, amazing food, and loads of fun. And with Woodbine welcoming fans back with limited capacity, you will want to call today to reserve your seat. For more information on racing and handicapping, visit woodbine.com. That's woodbine.com.
Hi, I'm Leah Jarmati, and I love listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
On the outside at 12, and they turn up the heat on each other by three lengths. Running home is Ride for the Cause down the center. And on the outside at 12, showing acceleration to try and go by Theodora B. They're three in front. Then Secret Message and Ride for the Cause at 12 has gone clear. Court Return and Daisuke Fukumoto are flying home down the outside from nowhere. But out in front is at 12. At 12 from Secret Message and Court Return down the outside. At 12 in front. Court Return out of the guard. At 12 on the inside. And Court Return, but at 12 from Court Return. Secret Message, Ride for the Cause, Theodora B. Back second last, Pretty Point at last, Elizabeth Way.
Robbie Geller on the call of DP Terrell last year at 12. Going back up north for the dance smartly this weekend at Woodbine. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRR. And a little under the gun here, so we'll just let you know that the new Bloodhorse Plus is available through bloodhorse.com. It provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Bloodhorse branded weekly programs showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind the scenes videos and interviews, and so much more. There's no risk or obligation. Try Bloodhorse Plus for free for 30 days. Use promo code FREEMONTHJA, no spaces, FREEMONTHJA. It's good through August 31st for new Bloodhorse Plus monthly members. That's Bloodhorse Plus, part of Bloodhorse.com. All right. Let's get to Woodbine. We got six races for you. Two Saturday, four Sunday. We'll get to two and two. The Singspiel goes as race eight on the Saturday card. Mile and a quarter on the big turf course. Starts midway on the clubhouse turn, if you will. We get a field of eight set to go to post. Eons breaks from post one. Pat Husband's four. Arnold Delacour. This horse won the Buckland at Colonial last time out at 5.5-1. It was a long time between drinks. It was over 2 years, in fact, between wins for Eons. 12 races, a 10-race losing streak snapped in that Buckland. Can he go back-to-back for the first time in many moons, Bobby Newman?
Well, I think he can. He's got the right post to do it. As you said, starting on the turn, the inside is obviously the easiest post and the shortest route to the backstretch. You know, I was looking to try to beat Eons, but when I'm starting, you know, every horse you look at in this race, there are reasons to not like them in certain spots. And especially when you're looking at the other favorites in here, Corelli for Jonathan Thomas. I mean, he was pretty bad, actually, in the Grade 3 Forbidden Apple last time out. He was not really tremendous in the Grade 3 Monmouth before that, running behind Devamani. It's not like he's overwhelming in this spot. Belichick, I'm not sure, is better on turf than he is on the synthetic track up with Woodbine. So I think Eons is the right play in this spot. The problem is Eons likes to come from well out of it. I don't think the pace is going to be that fast. So Patrick Husbands may have to lay him a little closer, and I think that inside post will help him do that.
I really like Belichick in here. I think Belichick is a turf horse. He's got four starts on the turf, his debut going 7/8. He won the third leg of the Canadian Triple Crown, the Breeders, going 1.5 miles on the Woodbine turf. And then this year he got a start at Churchill Downs. He missed by just a nose in his seasonal bow. And then last time out, he ran behind multiple stakes winner March to the Arch. I think now he finds an easier bunch. I think a little bit more ground. This 1.25 miles suits him to a T. I like Belichick a lot tomorrow in race number eight, the Grade 3 Singspiel at Woodbine. Later on the Saturday card, race 10 goes to the Grade 3 Seaway. 7/8 on the all-weather in here. This is for the fillies and mares. Field of seven, and the number seven, Boardroom, is your 7-5 morning line favorite. Josie Carroll going to give Louis Contreras a leg up.
Boardroom is 4-for-6 lifetime with a second and a third, so never been off the board. The two times that Boardroom lost, she faced Artie's Princess, who usually is in against her. She's beaten that filly. She's lost to that filly. You know what? She doesn't have to face that filly tomorrow in the Seaway, and she's not in there. Boardroom is the right one for me. Like her post, I think she's going to sit just outside the speed and challenge and go on with it at the top of the stretch.
All right, yeah, Boardroom looks like she's going to be tough. Amalfi Coast is going to be her biggest contender, I would imagine. And I do wonder who the Seven Furlongs benefits. Is it Boardroom or is it Amalfi Coast? I seem to think Amalfi Coast might be a bigger beneficiary of the 7/8. We'll see. This race would really depend on the tote board for me. If Boardroom is a considerable favorite over Amalfi Coast, I would lean with Amalfi Coast. But I'm talking about if Amalfi Coast is 3-1 or 7-2, and the other fillies even money or 4-5, I would almost be priced into betting Amalfi Coast. Do I think she's better than Boardroom? I don't know. I think she has better races than Boardroom has. I think if you tell me they were each going to run their best race, their top race, I would take Amalfi Coast. But we don't know that. So I'd let the tote board be the guide here. Boardroom and Amalfi Coast, one of those two will win. Race number 10, the Grade 3 Seaway. I'm not giving you much there, folks. I apologize. Let's turn our attention to Sunday at Woodbine. The Grade 3 Ontario Colleen kicks off the stakes action in race 6. It's a flat mile. One turn around the big course, the outer turf course there. Field of 8 going to post. The number 8 misspelled, just missed here at the Spa last time for Chad Brown and Arad Ortiz Jr. She'll get her stakes debut in this Ontario Colleen.
And she's certainly logical in this spot, but I'm going to go a different direction with number 2, Our Flash Drive from Mark Cassie and Patrick Husbands. Tried 2 races on the dirt last year at Saratoga as a 2-year-old. Really didn't show that much. Came back this year as a 3-year-old, 2 races on the synthetic main track at Woodbine, and looked like a totally different filly. Being by Ghost Sapper out of a Dyna former mare, I don't think there should be any issues with her trying the turf for the first time. And it looks to me like she's the one in the right form, and that's where I'd want to go. Our Flash Drive, trying the turf for the first time, I think wins the Grade 3 Ontario Colleen.
All right, so the daughter of Ghost Sapper out of a Dyna former mare. You know, they had high expectations for Miss Spell last year, and she ran well enough in her debut, and then she got the job done in the maiden ranks down at Churchill. We didn't see her for 10 months. When she came back, she took a tough, tough beat at the hands of Third Draft. She actually had the lead and got run down late. We've seen a lot of these Chad Brown horses. This has happened this meet where these horses ordinarily would have made the lead and not got cut down, and they keep getting cut down. Miss Spell was one of them. I wonder if the two turns, if the one turn, rather, is going to help her more. So I put her on top. Seasons is another one. They always thought highly of Seasons. She broke her maiden first time out at Saratoga as the favorite. She came up to Woodbine. She ran well enough off a terrible trip in the Natalma. She had a rough trip in the Hilltop. Last time was the first time she did not have any kind of a trip, and she was awful. It was really weird. Now, I think maybe she was too close to a dawdling pace last time, and I think she'll get a little bit more pace with horses like Salty as can be, coming out of dirt, out of poly track and dirt sprints. She'll be forward. I would imagine the 2-hour Flash Drive could be a little forward in here. I think there'll be some more pace on for her, and maybe Seasons can come running late. Even the 7 Spitestown Sherl could have some speed. So I'm 8-6, misspell over Seasons. Race number 6 on Sunday goes as the Grade 3 Ontario Colleen. Race number 9, before we go to break, is the Grade 2 Dance Smartly. 1.25 miles, same start as the Singspiel, midway on that first turn, on that clubhouse turn. A field of 7, we mentioned the Toile. She's back. She won the E.P. Taylor over the course last year before finishing 4th. Juliet Foxtrot and the Jenny Wiley, the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley at Keeneland this year. Muna Makina is your 9-5 slight morning line favorite. Christophe Clement. Dylan Davis comes up. This filly just missed behind Call Me Love and Virginia Joy in the River Memories on closing day at Belmont Park. She's got a win in the Grade 3 Long Island with Dylan Davis aboard. I think Christophe's looking to get some lightning in the bottle. Those two fillies figure to take a bulk of the money.
I agree. I think the morning line should be the other way around, though. Etoile, already a Grade 1 winner. You mentioned the E.P. Taylor. Ran second in this race last year as the favorite behind Theodora B. Well clear of everyone else. Muta Makina, as you mentioned, a Grade 3 winner. Seems like Etoile should be favored. If somehow she's not favored in this race, I'm interested in betting. I think Etoile has just been facing better competition. She's obviously proven over this turf course and gets top jock Irad Ortiz aboard for the first time. I'll go with Etoile and pray that we get the 2-1 morning line.
Yeah, I this morning line I don't get. I don't get how this filly's going to be 2-1. I mean, how much money would you bet on her 2-1 right now? Seriously. How much money would you want to bet on her?
And listen, I'm not poo-pooing Mutamakina. She's really good. She just shouldn't be the favorite on the morning line over Etoile.
I'll tell you another thing, too. Etoile has already shown you that the mile and a quarter here is what she wants to do. I know Mutamakina has decent numbers going that distance overseas, but she's needed a little bit more ground for her better efforts on this side of the pond. And I think that's important when you look at the class they've kept. Because like you said, I mean, Etoile has just kept better company, Keeper of the Stars. I mean, she debuted in America against Keeper of the Stars going a mile and an eighth at Santa Anita. She went to Woodbine in this race last year and ran against Theodora B., who was winning races in bunches back then. She wins the Grade 1 E.P. Taylor. She comes back and runs against Juliet Foxtrot and Tamahir. I mean, now, Mutamakina beat her going a mile and a quarter over in Duvee as three-year-olds. But I don't think it's close as to who's had more success and who's been a little bit better since they came to the side of the pond. Etoile for me. Race number 9 goes as the Grade 2, Dance Smartly. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be halfway home. We have two more for you at Woodbine, including the prestigious $1 million Queen's Plate. That's basically the Canadian version of the Kentucky Derby. It's at a mile and a quarter on the all-weather. We'll have that for you, and then we'll turn our attention to Del Mar as well. When we return, you're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. Post time is scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern. It's the Charlestown Classic in Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Racing is back at Colonial Downs through September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Horsemen will love the big money offered during this year's meet with average purses of $500,000 per day. In addition, maidens will compete for $50,000 and stakes horses will benefit from a beefed up stakes schedule. Plus, owners are guaranteed at least $1,000 per start with trainers receiving a $300 per start bonus. It's all happening at Colonial Downs, July 19th through September 1st.
Hello, I'm Junior Alvarado, and I listen to HRRN.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
On the outside, Caravelle. Then farther back, it is In Good Spirits, followed by Tass and Flower Point. They come into the stretch now. Robin Sparkles is still there. Caravelle on the outside is gaining ground. Jakarta's down at the rail. The half was running 44-2. Robin Sparkles, here's Caravelle on the outside. And Caravelle takes over and draws away to win the Grade 3 Caress Stakes. In Good Spirits came from out of it to get second. Robin Sparkles was third. And the time on the board, 1:02.15.
Caravelle will make her first start for trainer Graham Motion in the Highlander on Sunday against the boys going 6 furlongs at Woodbine. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. The Big A and Bobby Newman taking you through a fantastic Friday evening. 16 stakes in all. Play them all at NairaBetts.com. Head over for a brand new account. HRRN200 is the promo code. Deposit match up to $200 of your initial deposit. if you are so inclined, the Run Happy Travers Bankroll Builder wraps tomorrow. Bet $50 to win on a horse in the Alabama. Win or lose, you'll get $20 in your account for next week's Run Happy Travers Day extravaganza here at the spot. Is across country. Pick five tomorrow. Head over to NairaBets.com for more details. It's, I believe, the last two stakes here at Saratoga tomorrow and the final three at Del Mar. That should be a fun sequence, Bobby.
Yeah, going to be a fun sequence. And love those middle pick fives at Saratoga, by the way, where there's the mandatory payout. That's always fun.
Yeah, big fan of those. All right, Queens play time. $1 million, mile and a quarter, all weather. Starts in the chute. There's a chute at the top of the stretch at Woodbine. And that's where this race starts. It's a field of 13 entered. Now, more often than not, you'll have some marquee names going into this race. You'll have some local flair horses that have raised some hay up at Woodbine, American Shippers. It's not that kind of race this year. But what it may lack in star power, it makes up for as a fantastic betting race. The morning line favorite is 4-1. It's the 8, Keep Grinding, for Tino Attard and Rafael Hernandez. This horse is eligible for an A-to-N allowance race. That just goes to show you what kind of race this year's Queen's Plate is. When I first handicapped the race, Bobby, I left 7 of the 13 runners open. I think it's a fantastic betting race. If you can find the winner, if you can find the try, if you can find the try at a super in this race, you're supposed to get paid handsomely.
Well, I found the winner.
Wow.
I've made this much easier for everybody.
Love it.
Number 12, Title Forces, for Gail Cox and Emma Jane Wilson, is eligible for a two other then. He won his first two starts. He won his debut on the turf at Gulfstream going a mile and an eighth. Very difficult to do. It was not during the championship season, but still, winning going a mile and an eighth on the turf in an eight-horse field, stalked the pace, got up in the final strides to win. Came back on the synthetic track at Woodbine 2 months later, and one going a mile and a 16th. Both those races were from either stalking or off the pace positions. Last time out in the Grade 3 Marine was bet down to 3-1 and was battling on the lead. And I don't think that's what Title Forces wants to do. And he ended up getting a little tired down the stretch and finishing 5th, beating about 4.5 or 5 lengths. And a few of the horses who are in the Queen's Plate finished ahead of him that day. I think this horse wants to be outside stalking or closing. I think he'd be better that way. I'm not worried about the distance. He's already won at a mile and an eighth. Being by Malibu Moon out of a Dynaform Mare, I don't think the extra distance will hurt him at all. I like the post 12 in that long run to the first turn, and I definitely like the price a lot better. 12-1 on the morning line. Title Forces to win the Queen's Plate.
Okay. Definitely one that I had open. I thought the 2, Harlan Estate, could win this race based on his 2 races on the all-weather. I thought the 5, H.C. Holiday, could win this race based on his 3 races on the all-weather. I thought the 6, Money for Row, could win. The Philly taking on the boys, the Woodbine Oaks winner. She seemed to enjoy the added ground last time, and I know she's by Munnings, and going a mile and a quarter is kind of counterintuitive, but she's outrun a pedigree so far. Keep Grinding can win. Title Forces, Bobby's pick, can win, I thought. I want Avo Man. And you say to yourself, well, he's the Plate Trial winner. It makes a lot of sense. They got him 8-1 on the morning line. He's 8-1 on the morning line. His first start back this year was against older horses going a mile and a 16th. I thought he ran really well after a wide trip. I thought he ran really well in the Plate Trial last time. and he's a grinder. And that's what I think you want in a race like this year, where there's not anybody with any kind of spectacular turn of foot. So I like a bunch of them. I'm going to settle on the number 11, Avo Man, as the top pick. Antonio Gallardo just switched his tack up there. We'll see if he can win Canada's biggest race. Avo Man for me, race number 10, goes as the $1 million Queen's Plate. Race 11 wraps the Woodbine action. It's the Grade 1 Highlander, 6 furlongs on the turf. Again, Caravelle going to put a pretty impressive 3-race win streak on the line. She's 7-for-9 overall, 5-for-7 on the turf. We'll see if she can get the job done. Taking on the boys for the first time, taking on Grade 1 competition for the first time in this Highlander.
Yeah, technically, it looks like this horse, that the filly made a barn change, but she really didn't. She was trained by Elizabeth Merriman. She's still owned in part by Elizabeth Merriman and Bobby Flay. My guess is that Elizabeth Merriman maybe doesn't have a trainer's license.
No. So Elizabeth sold the bulk of this horse to Bobby Flay, and now Graham Motion has Caravelle.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. My simple handicapping is this. If I think Robin Sparkles is the one to beat the day before at Saratoga, it's hard not to pick the Caravelle on top in the Grade 1 Highlander at Woodbine. I know this is a tougher field than what she saw last time out, but there's plenty of speed in here. She's got a great closing kick, and she's really, really in good form right now. In fact, she's been in good form her entire career. She's just a really, really talented turf sprinter. I think Caravelle's going to get the pace to run out again, and she'll win.
Yeah, it was hard for me, like you, to get past her. I just thought she was better and faster than anything we've seen in here. And, you know, this is another – it's a weird – you know, I don't know if it was because of the COVID restrictions and if people didn't realize or – trainers didn't know where, in fact, we were going to be at this point. But these are races that ordinarily have a little bit more competition from stateside, from south of the border. And it just really it never happened this year. And, you know, if since Turns Aside was sold, boy, if Turns Aside just 7-2 second choice on the morning line, how much money do you want on Caravelle tomorrow? Sunday, rather. So, yeah, it was hard for me to get past Caravelle as well. Looks like she'll get the Grade 1 win against the boys. Race 11 goes as the Highlander. Out at Del Mar, we got some Saturday and Sunday action for you. Torrey Pines goes as race 6 on Saturday. It's a Grade 3 flat mile on the dirt for the 3-year-old fillies. Field of 7, Bob Baffert has the 9-5 morning line favorite. It's the number 7 Private Mission with that Flavian Pratt guy in the boot.
She's been good sprinting thus far in her career. Now she's got the outside post going a 2-turn mile, and there's plenty of speed to her inside. So I'm going to try to beat her with number 4, Forrest Caraway, for Pete Miller, and Juan Hernandez. Forrest Caraway also stretching out for the first time, but being by Bodie Meister, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that she could handle the 2 turns. I like the fact that she can pass other runners. That's something that most of these other fillies have not really shown. So Forrest Caraway, for me, in the Torrey Pines.
5-2 second choice on the morning line. Gets Juan Hernandez in the boot. Lady Mystify. 2 sprints were okay. 2 2-turn races were phenomenal. I'm going to hope she can protect rail with Florent Giroux and just keep on going. She figures to take some pressure, but I'm just hoping Giroux is aggressive on the front end like he normally is with this Peter and Philly. Lady Mystify for me. From the irons, just try to take him flag fault, and that's all. Race number 6 goes as the Grade 3, Torrey Pines. Race number 7, the Del Mar Miles, a Grade 2. Flat mile on the turf. We don't even need to talk to Bobby Newman about this one. It's a field of 6, and I think his favorite horse in training is returning. It's the number 6, Moforza, who's the slight 8-5 favorite on the morning line over 9-5 second choice, smooth like straight, and 5-2 third choice hit the road.
Well, I don't know if he's my favorite horse in training. I just think he's the best turf miler I've seen in the last year and a half or so. Fortunately, he got injured sometime toward the end of last year and was not able to strut his stuff in the Breeders' Cup mile. He's come back. All reports sound like he's come back as good as ever. If he's as good now as he was last year, the door is shut. They just can't beat him. He's better than this field. If the horse that he's got to beat is number three, Smooth Like Straight, who gave it up to United going a mile and an eighth and 149-2, I'm not worried. I think Mo Force is going to run by him.
Yeah, I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm not really a Smooth Like Straight guy either. And Hit the Road, I thought, was very fortunate to beat Smooth Like Straight and Count Again. If this Mo Forza comes back the way he left, it's going to be really, really tough. There's no way around it. I hate to take your pick. I know he's your boy and everything, but, man, I don't want to make to look like an idiot. I'll take Mo Forza with you. Race 7 goes as the Grade 2 Del Mar Mile. I wish I had more to say. I don't. Everything Bobby summed it up perfectly. He's just the best horse in this race. That's his
Listen, he's carrying a lot dumber money than ours on his back, so I'm not worried.
Grade 2 Del Mar Mile goes as race number 7. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll tell you who's going to be on tomorrow morning's edition of the Equine Forum presented by Woodbine Entertainment. We got 4 more Del Mar Stakes for you on Saturday and Sunday, including the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
The spring summer meet is just heating up at Gulfstream Park, with racing now through September 26th, Friday through Sunday. Look forward to the FTBOA Florida Sire Stakes Series starting July 31st. And stay in on the action from the comfort of your mobile phone with First Bet, the official app of Gulfstream Park. For 10 Palms reservations, stake schedules, or tips and analysis, visit Gulfstream Park. We are now fully open for public viewing.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. Post time is scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern. It's the Charlestown Classic and Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
I'm Manny Franco, and I listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
And now there goes New York traffic to put his head in front, coming to the quarter pole. He's tackled immediately by Bankett. At the rail, Bal Harbor fighting on just in the nick of time. Night Ops is starting to rally as the field turns for home. A wide sweeping move from Bankett. And here comes Dr. Post on the outside with a furlong left to go. Bankett and Dr. Post are head-and-head coming to the 16th pole, and the Doctor takes command. Dr. Post wins the Monmouth Cup by 2. Night Op second. Bankett was third. New York traffic finished fourth.
The Mirror Man, Frank Miramonte, on the call of the Monmouth Cup. It was all Dr. Post. He'll take his show on the road, see if he can take the Pacific Classic tomorrow out where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll kick things off at 8 a.m. Eastern with the Equine Forum presented by Woodbine Entertainment. Mike Pena has Woodbine CEO Jim Lawson and handicapper Jeff Bratt. They'll preview Sunday's Queen's Plate. Del Mar's Craig Dato discusses Pacific Classic Day in our Road to the Breeders' Cup segment. Charlestown announcer Paul Espinoza looks ahead to Friday's Charlestown Classic. An emotional interview with Danny Ramsey, longtime exercise rider for Kenny McPeak, in this week's Unsung Heroes segment presented by Claiborne. Sean Clancy goes in the room with longtime Naira valet Harry Rice. Kurt Becker takes you inside takes you on a stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland, plus our industry star of the week, presented by Stuart Morris, and more. It's the show to launch the network, the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment, Sirius 219, XM 201. Stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net. All right, back to the Saturday action at Del Mar. The Del Mar Oaks Grade 1 goes as race number 9 for the 3-year-old fillies. Mile and an eighth out of the turf chute. Field of 9 set to go to post.
And my feeling in general about this division is that the East Coast is a little stronger than the West Coast contingent, so I am going to go with the East Coast shipper, number 7, Fluffy Socks, for Chad Brown and Joelle Rosario. She's not only won already at Del Mar as a 2-year-old in the Jimmy Durante last year, beating some of the fillies that she will face this Sunday, but she's coming out of some good races and I think tougher races at Belmont and Saratoga most recently. I think the ship out west will help her, like the fact that Joelle's going with her, and we'll try Fluffy Socks to get a Grade 1 win in the Del Mar Oaks.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Fluffy Socks as well. Speaking of a Del Mar lover, Madon. I know a lot of you are going to try to say the horse's name is Mad One, but I'm telling you, it's Madon. The number 4. Perfect 3-for-3 at Del Mar. She won the San Clemente last time out with a huge sweeping last-to-first move. Got there at over 5.5-1. Look, she's been perfect where the turf meets the surf. Won the first two starts of her career. You know, she's only gotten beaten by Aunt Pearl. And then in the honeymoon, she had a wide trip from post 7. She's been good. She's won 5 of her 7 starts. I think they're the two. Going Global's your 9-5 morning line favorite, Flavian Pratt. Fell short to getting mud on last time. I don't know. I feel like that maybe they're catching up to her. And I'm going to try and fade Going Global tomorrow in the multi-race wagers. I'm going to use both for my own and top pick, the number 7, Fluffy Socks. Race number 9 goes as the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks. Race 10 is the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. $1 million on the line. They'll go 1.25 miles. Field of 9 set to go that trip. Pretty wide open tote board here. Morning line odds making not know. The Express Train is 3-1 on the morning line for John Sheriffs and Juan Hernandez. You know, Bobby, I am a fan of this horse. I am not a fan of this horse going 1.25 miles. I think he has some distance limitations, and I think the 1.125 is just about has him stretched as to where he wants to go. I know he ran well in the big cap at Santa Anita, but I really don't think 1.25 miles is his best suit.
Okay, so I picked him on top simply because I think he loves Del Mar, and I think he runs better at Del Mar than he runs anywhere else. Maybe you're right. Maybe 1.25 miles is what's going to do him in. To be perfectly honest, in the history of the Pacific Classic, and the Pacific Classic started back in, I think, 1991 when Best Pal won it, for Golden Eagle Farm and P-Val was aboard. They've had bigger names in the Pacific Classic than maybe they do this year. We didn't really get any big names from other parts of the country. Yeah, Dr. Post is a nice horse. I wouldn't really count him as a big name right now. You know, he's not the Knicks Go. He's not an essential quality. He's not one of those types who shipped out from New York or from Kentucky to try this $1 million affair. It's basically a bunch of the locals who have been running against each other with Dr. Post trying to steal their money. So I'm hoping that the fact that this race is at Del Mar is the winning factor for Express Train. But you're right. 1.25 miles is definitely going to be a question mark. I wouldn't want to take too short of a price, but I'm going to put him on top.
Yeah, if this race was 1.125 miles, I would have very little problems. 1.16 miles, I'd be tapping out on him. 1.125 miles, I'd have less of an issue. I feel like he is a little bit vulnerable at this trip. A little bit vulnerable at this trip. With that said, I don't think there's a standout in here. I think you made some good points. There's not a real, for the lack of a better term, there's not really a marquee name in here. I would be hard-pressed to find one of these horses to become a major player in the in the Breeders' Cup, if I'm just being honest here. I mean, it would be hard for me to find one of these horses as one of the favorites come November 6th. And with all of that said, I am going to put my East Coast bias. Dr. Post, two of his three races this year have been light years better than anything he's run. The Westchester, and then last time the Monmouth Cup. I actually think the Monmouth Cup was his best race. Put the blinkers on for the first time, and he really finished the job. This is a horse that's had some, I don't want to say antics, but he's waited on horses in the past, and those blinkers really seem to put it all together. I am not going to hold the Met Mile against him, because I am a believer that this horse is going to be better with more distance. And I think he showed that last time going the mile and an eighth in the Monmouth Cup as he was just, you know, closing nicely. Remember, no stick. He was just galloping past those horses. With that said, he's never been a mile and a quarter. I can't trust that he's going to go a mile and a quarter. And he's facing horses like Tiz a Magician, who we know distance, the last issue with Tiz a Magician is going to be, last issue is going to be distance with him. He wins going a mile and a half. So, you know, I think the rest of them do have some distance limitations. I think Dr. Post has to answer the question. And I know Tiz a Magician doesn't. So those are the two I'm going to focus on. I'm going to focus on Dr. Post. He'll be the top pick. I'm going to use a little Tiz a Magician because I know he'll eat up ground. And that's important to me. And he's had some success at Del Mar as well. So Dr. Post over Tiz a Magician. For me, race number 10 goes as the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. Race 11 is the Del Mar Handicap at a mile and 3/8. It's a Grade 2 on the turf. United in here as your 2-1 morning line favorite. He's going to face Arklow, 5-2 second choice on the morning line for Brad Cox. Mike McCarthy's going to run Masterpiece for the first time off the trainer change from Chad Brown. Red King gets a rider change to Joel Rosario. You know, ordinarily you see United in here and that's kind of it. But they got a field of 11 in this heat. That's a testimonial to Dave Jerkins, the racing secretary out of Del Mar, and his team. That's impressive.
This is part of the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series. It's a win in the year in for the Breeders' Cup turf this year. And I'm going to take a horse who last time he ran against United was defeated by United. And that's number 5, Master of Foxhounds for Richie Baltus and Kent DeSormo, 8-1 on the morning line. Since that defeat in the San Luis Rey in March to United, they've shipped Master of Foxhounds out east, and he tried the Grade 1 Turf Classic at Churchill. He tried the Grade 1 Manhattan at Belmont Park. He wasn't really close to winning those races, but he didn't run terribly. He was beaten 5 or 6 lengths in either of those races, and in my mind, facing much stronger competition than what he's going to see Sunday at Del Mar. Back home to Del Mar, where he's already won on the turf. I think he's a better horse now than the last time they saw him out in Southern California. You get a nice price, 8-1. Give me number 5, Master of Foxhounds.
Okay. Listen, I have no problem with anybody trying to go a little bit off the reservation in here. I did it too. I'm going to try my man, Joel Rosario. He's getting aboard Red King. And Red King's one of these horses that's always been left with too much to do. And I'm going to hope that Joel gets him a little bit closer, a little bit more in the game, and he's not going to leave him with that much to do. He's had some success at Del Mar as well. He's a bit of a price. It would be a spread race for me in multi-race wagers. But I'm going to use some Red King as my top pick. Race number 11 goes as the Grade 2 Del Mar Handicap. We got one left for you. It's Sunday at Del Mar. It's race number 8, the Grade 3 Green Flash Handicap. 5 furlongs on the turf. Oh, these are some of our favorite races, sir.
They are, and since I don't have much of a clue usually in these 5/8 turf races, I can say this. If number 4, Collusion Illusion, is as good on the turf as he is on the dirt, he will win the Green Flash. He has been facing way tougher competition than what he is going to see in the Green Flash. Now, we haven't seen him since last year, but when he was running last year, he wasn't running that poorly behind horses like CZ Rocket, Flagstaff, Whitmore, Charlatan, Express Train. He's by twirling candy out of a first dude mare. He shouldn't have trouble going to the turf. This barn does pretty well with these returners. Flavian Pratt is back aboard. Looks like the horse has been working fast for his return, and there's a lot of speed in the race. Collusion Illusion, I think, wins the green flash in his turf debut.
As the kids would say, facts. Now, the problem is, he's got a turf. And I don't think he necessarily has a negative turf pedigree. But I don't know if it's screaming. I mean, the twirling candies do anything. He's the best horse in the race. That, I don't think either of us have any qualms saying that, right? He's the best horse in the race. He just has to switch his talent to the surface. If he does, they're all seriously running for second money. Now, if you're playing multi-race wagers, he's not the kind of horse I want to be all in on because I don't know if he's going to take to the surface. Lieutenant Dan would be the other horse I would use, right to his inside. He came back off a year-plus layoff and won going this 5/8 at Del Mar. In fact, you could argue it was the best race of his life. He's 2-for-2 in the sprint distances on the turf. His overall dirt form going short is better than his form going long. He's a sprinter. He just so happens to be able to do it all. He's even won on synthetic sprinting. So Lieutenant Dan is a sprinter who we know handles all three surfaces and is a perfect 2-for-2, including a win at Del Mar. I'll make him my top pick just because he's got to be three times the price of Collusion Illusion based on everything Bobby said. And we got to see if Collusion Illusion is going to turf. And he's got to deal with an 8-month layoff. So I'm going to make Lieutenant Dan the top pick. Playing multi-race wagers, I'm using both of them. I'm going to try and get Lieutenant Dan home at a better price. Race 8 goes as the green flash handicap on Sunday. All 16 are in the books. Time now for the Naira Betts Best Bet.
This is the Naira Betts Best Bet.
This is kind of like when Tacitus runs for me, but make it official, Bobby Newman.
Mo Forza, Saturday in the Del Mar Mile, race 7. He'll win the Del Mar Mile. He'll go to Santa Anita, win the City of Hope Mile, and hopefully then go back to Del Mar and win the Breeders' Cup Mile.
Wow. This guy's calling his 3-month shot. Not even three months. 11 weeks? Breeders' Cup's right around the corner. All right. Love it. I'm going to go back to Woodbine on Saturday in the Singspiel, race number 8. Belichick. I think he's a turf monster. I think he gets the right trip in that Singspiel. I'll take Belichick in the Singspiel for my Naira Betts Best Bet. Great weekend of racing coming, Bobby. You'll be doing it all from Altoona, from Prairie Meadows. Big weekend of racing there. You guys have 5 weeks left in your meet.
We do. Seems like it's grinding down to the end, but having a good time. And you know what? It's weekends like this, my man, that make things go really fast. I mean, 16 races on today's show, and probably could have thrown a few other ones in there.
We could have. Code of Honor is going to run down at Monmouth Park. We didn't get a chance to talk about him in the Monmouth race. The Philip Island. Plenty of other races we could have talked about. Unfortunately, only so much time. This is what happens this time of year, though. We'll have some of these races, some of these shows where there'll be 15, 16, 17 stakes races to talk about. This is just the tip of the iceberg as we get ready to head into, I mean, heck, we're already on the road to the Breeders' Cup during the Equine Forums presented by Woodbine Entertainment. That comes your way tomorrow at 8. It'll be Jim Lawson and Craig Dato from Woodbine and Del Mar talk about their big days Saturday and Sunday. Great job as always, Mr. Newman. We'll do it again on Wednesday for race day.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Let's make some money.
You too. Let's make some money is right. Don't forget out there, HRN200 is the promo code. Tomorrow's the last day of the Run Happy Drivers Bankroll Builder, but $50 to win on a horse in the Alabama, and win or lose, you'll have $20 in your account for Saturday's Run Happy Drivers. Next Saturday's Run Happy Drivers. That wraps us up. For Bobby Newman and Lee Delapina, I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Equine Forum presented by Woodbine Entertainment tomorrow at 8 a.m. Until then, we'll talk to you soon.